USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the globe, over 100,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, the death toll is 18,000. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are 500,000 people infected with it here. Weighing in on those numbers, President Trump says at this time he won't lift the federal safety guidelines. But he has announced an opening the country task force.
You open up, could lead to death, and you're right. But you know what? Staying at home leads to death also. And it's very traumatic for this country. But staying at home, if you look at numbers, that leads to a different kind of death, perhaps. But it leads to death also. So it's a very big decision. As I say, it's the biggest decision I'll ever make.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump says the medical community will have a voice in the decision to reopen the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci told Fox the decision to do it is necessary, but there are risks.
Don't let anyone get any false ideas that when we decide at a proper time when we're going to be relaxing some of the restrictions, there's no doubt you're going to see cases. I would be so surprised if we did not see cases. The question is how you respond to them.
Los Angeles County prosecutors announced Friday that they filed new sex assault charges against convicted film producer Harvey Weinstein based on a 2010 alleged incident in a Beverly Hills, California hotel. Weinstein, who is currently serving a 23-year sentence in a prison near Buffalo, New York for rape, is already facing extradition to Los Angeles for four other charges based on two 2013 alleged sexual assault incidents, also in hotels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The much-anticipated HBO Friends reunion is now on hold from the coronavirus. With more on this story, here's USA's John Hunt.
The Friends reunion won't be here for us as soon as expected. Production on the special has been delayed by the coronavirus pandemic that's brought movie and TV making to a standstill. The special, featuring the entire original Friends cast, was part of the May launch of the new HBO Max streaming service. No taping was done before the health crisis hit. The Emmy-winning Friends, which ended its 10-season run in 2004, made Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Matthew Perry, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer into household names. Plans call for the special, called A Celebration of the Beloved Show, to be shot on the same Burbank, California soundstage where the series originally was taped. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Across the country, some Americans are taking a moment each night at exactly 8 p.m. to howl as a way to thank healthcare workers and first responders who are fighting the coronavirus. The nightly howl is an American twist on the balcony applause and singing for besieged healthcare workers in Italy and Spain. It has also become a way for those who are cooped up to reduce the pain of isolation and also show support for the homeless. It seems it's a useful release of people's sadness and frustration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.